Blog Talk Radio.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show tonight right here on blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken of the BRO.com. What's up, Amy?
I didn't get swept away to Oz. Woo-hoo.
No, you didn't. Rumor has it over there in your area of the land, there might have been a storm or a little couple tornadoes.
Yes, and we're still under a tornado. The warning's gone, so now we're under a watch. So they're like, it could happen again. But now I need to start building my ark because it has not stopped raining for 3 days straight.
Good Lord. So you better start on that sucker. You better rent the movie Noah so you can learn how to do it.
Exactly. I have a Noah rain jacket thanks to I Watch Mike.
That is true. You do have a rain jacket that will come in handy when you float away. So you're joining us, people. Thank you for joining the show. Tonight is the night that we talk about Gotham on Fox. The episode aired on Monday. It's a recap show that we do every week. We talk about some of our favorite shows, including this one. The episode was called Arkham. Ooh, like as in Arkham Asylum. And if you're joining in right now on a computer, you definitely want to get into the chat room. The chat room is open. Amy's in it, along with myself. If you are on the page, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, on the top, you can sign in absolutely free. Sign in through your social media, and then scroll down. You'll see the player where the show is playing, and then bam, there's a chat room there, so you can go in there and chat with us and all that good stuff. I do have some shout-outs. I got one going out to Erica Stan out there on Twitter, also TV Tag Gotham, and of course, I can't forget about Gotham Addicts out there that have been showing us love to the show, of course.
I really love Gotham Addicts.
They're dope. Anything with addicts at the end is pretty dope.
It's true. That is so true.
They need to have one that's like dope-assness addicts.
I like it. We did say we were going to open the phone lines tonight, but we can't because this is going to be 30-minute top show because we are going straight into one of Fox's other shows at 10:30.
You know what? Don't do that to me.
It's your fault. It's your fault.
Don't put me a limit on me.
It's your fault.
No, let me tell you something, people. Let me tell you something. The reason why she said that is the truth is, and I'm going to be honest with the fans, okay?
Okay, be honest with them.
I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. Before the show started, people, Amy was like telling me, I didn't like this episode. That is the reason why she wants to get in and get out.
That's true. I did not like this episode, but that's not why I want to get in and out.
Because we
have to talk Sleepy Hollow, because you couldn't do it earlier today. I couldn't do it early today. Ella's like, hello, I can do it earlier, but she can't do it alone.
Yeah, well, this is what we'll do. If we have time, which it's probably going to be a fast show. It really is going to be. But you know what, Amy? Let's make a deal. Next week, for sure, we open up the phone lines.
Next week, for sure. What time is next week? Yes, next week, for sure. I'll be here.
Okay, good. So next week, we'll definitely open it up. But if you're on the web browser and you see the phone number, and you know, it's there right there. Just hint, hint. Okay, so let's talk about the show. Arkham. Okay.
Arkham, yes.
I have my notes here.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to, I'm assuming I'm going to lead because I'm always the homework taker.
Yes. You do the homework, and I just make sure we're on the phone at the right time.
Yeah, you just get me here, and then, yeah. Okay, got it. Okay,
so
let's talk about this episode. Some of my favorite parts.
Wait. I got a question to ask you.
Okay.
Scale of 1 to 10. Did this, because you were all pumped for this episode. You were like, yes, Arkham, oh, yeah. So you were pumped for this episode. Mm-hmm. Scale of 1 to 10, what'd you think?
8.
8, really?
Yes.
I don't think it had enough that I needed. There's some parts that I liked, but I wouldn't give it an 8.
The reasons why that I give it such a high score is because, one, we get to see freaking the Penguin use his manipulating trickstery powers.
He's freaking awesome. I don't know if I want to be – I feel like I want to be his best friend, but then I'm scared, like, I always have to watch behind my back.
As long as you do what the Penguin says, you're good. You'll stay alive. If you don't, you will wind up dead easily, easy peasy. I'm telling you. The Penguin, that's why I like this episode so much, because it totally caught me off guard I mean, okay, so basically this episode, real quick, I mean, well, no, we don't have to go into it, because if you watch the show, you know what I'm talking about. But what I liked about the Penguin was, that's what I like about a show when I'm watching it. If I would have been, like, watching, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that's what you can do. But when those guys came in and robbed Don Maroney, and he saved the money, at first I was thinking, dude, he saved one of the bags of money, he's going to get in, smart thinking on the Penguin. But then to find out that Penguin did the whole thing.
He planned the whole thing. Yeah. That's awesome. He's a freaking genius.
And my mouth dropped open, and I was like, this sneaky bastard got me. So that's why I like this episode so much, because it caught me off guard. Like, I didn't expect it. So I couldn't figure it out. And that's why I liked it. Second of all, I like the fact that, I don't like her anymore, but I liked it because it was tugging with my emotional strings. Let's talk about Barbara, okay? She goes to Gordon, and she's like, hey, who's Apple Paka Paka Pot, a.k.a. the Penguin? And he's like, I can't talk to you. And then he was like, oh, who's da-da-da-da-da? And he was like, how did you know? He's like, Montoya? And she's like, okay, let me tell you something. We had a thing a long time ago, way before you.
A year. They dated for a year.
Okay, right. So they had this relationship, and then, okay, Gordon gets mad, okay. And then, you know, it's obvious that he lied, she lied. No, they didn't lie. They just didn't tell their past, okay, of what's going on.
Yeah.
Then this snatch face decides to come to the precinct and goes, hey, I want to ask about the Penguin again. And he's like, Jesus, woman, will you back the hell off? Can you not understand? I'm trying to save the entire city of Gotham. And
by
you're
herself?
Over here. Exactly. So what does she do? She asks again, and then she says, what's the worst thing that any woman can do? Okay? It goes, it's either you tell me the truth or I'm walking out this door. She gave him a freaking ultimatum. She didn't even have his back.
No, you know, she didn't. I don't like Barbara. I don't like her.
And let me tell you something. You know who she reminded me of?
Who?
Ryan's chick from Gang Related. Okay? And
yep.
Jenny Bly. If Jenny Bly was watching Gotham, she'd be like, look, bitch, you're supposed to have your man's back no matter what.
Exactly.
And she is. She's going to do this. And now I'm seeing myself. I'm like, you know what? She's going to die.
I don't think Barbara dies.
Which I love Barbara because she's hot.
Yeah, but she shouldn't have. You know, Jim, okay, yes, Jim, she's told Jim, you know, you've told me before. And look what she's done before. She went and ran her mouth to the press.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
he doesn't want anybody to know that he didn't kill the Penguin.
No, and I think also.
And if she would have just looked down at the kid's shoes, she'd know who it was.
Well, the thing about it is, I think that he's trying to keep her safe, too, you know? Like, the less you know, the better you're off.
Yeah, because if they find out that the Penguin is not dead, they're going to come after Barbara.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hell. And, you know, and you said it right on the nail on the head, that the last time he got information, she called the press right in front of him. She didn't care. So I get it. But for her to do that, she lost serious brownie points for me. Like, really. Like, I was like, Barbara, you snatch face. Why are you doing this to Gordon? He's under a lot of pressure. He's trying to save the entire city of Gotham.
By himself.
And be a role model for Bruce Wayne.
Yes. And Cat.
And who?
Cat.
Oh, yeah, Cat. A little mini Cat. I had to get that off my chest. I was so pissed.
Gordon does look good when he's mad, doesn't he?
Oh, God. Hmm. I know you get tingled. Do you still pinch your nipples when he gets excited?
Always.
I knew it. But so that was one of my favorite parts, because not for the favorite part that what she did to Gordon, but she played the show played with my emotions, because I was pissed. I was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, it was everything was coming to a good ending. Like, they saved the mayor and everything was beautiful, and then now you want to come drop this crap on me? Yeah. And it's obvious he's going under some. And then my boy Gordon's just like, bye, see ya.
Well, I mean, is he gonna take her over the job?
Well,
like,
you know,
he's doing more good in that job than having her.
Well,
she's
you know what?
Not backup. You know, she probably gave him the ultimatum so she can go back to her woman.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of people watching the show probably thought, go after her. That's your love. Don't let her get away.
No, let her walk and let the door hit her in the ass.
That's what I was saying. I had her. I was like, no, what are you doing, Barbara? You're supposed to be tougher. And you just do this. You're supposed to have your back. You're supposed to have your man's back, no matter what.
Exactly.
Because now you leave. Now Gord's gonna be like, maybe she still likes Montoya. And now Montoya.
And I think
love
she
it.
Does. I
Montoya,
think she does.
I think she does. I think they were almost gonna kiss. I'm telling you, they were almost gonna kiss. And now Barbara's gonna be like, Montoya, You were right.
Matoya is the one that's going to die. It's not going to be Barbara. It's going to be Matoya.
No, it's going to be Barbara. Because Matoya is going to be like, come here, put your head on my shoulder. I mean, put your head on my crotch. I mean, put your head right here. Oh, yeah. Which I wouldn't mind to see that. That would be cool. So maybe we can see that before she dies. See what else. One of the things I also liked was I liked Fish's little freaky side when she had those two girls sing to each other, sing, audition.
That wasn't her being freaky. She was auditioning.
No, she's freaky.
She needed somebody that's going to really be able, male and female.
She's got a freaky side to her.
And yeah, she probably does, but she wasn't looking at somebody for her.
But I know she was. I mean, I think she's going to do that against Don Falcone. She wants somebody to go in there, infiltrate, seduce, kill, and get out. That's what she's using. I bet she's going to
exactly.
use a vagina to get Don Falcone.
And this girl that she has now,
Liza.
Have you seen her in anything else? She looks very familiar to me, but it threw me off because who the girl I'm thinking of is British and she's got a British accent. This girl sounds like she's from Brooklyn now.
Yeah, I don't know who she is. I just know she's hot.
Internet, help me out. IMDb this actress and let me know who she is.
There you go. Internet, Amy needs your help. But I like her. I like Fish, aka Jada Pinkett Smith.
I don't know. Fish is kind of getting on my nerves.
What? How is she getting on your nerves?
I don't know. She just is.
Makes no sense.
I like Butch though.
Butch is cool, but Fish, I'm telling you, Jada Pinkett Smith is, I'm liking her every...
should see if I could get Butch on, seeing that he's been on the VR before.
Well,
anyways.
Use your powers.
Oh, I am.
And what else? We talked about the penguin and the whole cannolis and how he killed off the dudes and got the money.
Now, is he going to help Gordon?
I think he's going to use Gordon. I think he's going to give the information. Gordon's going to be able to take down certain things. Penguin's going to be able to take down certain things, and then it's just going to move into place. I think the Penguin is using everybody around him to get what he wants.
And what does
it's
he
brilliant.
Want?
He wants to control Gotham.
So he wants the power.
He wants the power. Oh, definitely.
So do you think he's the one that killed the Waynes?
I think he is. I think he killed the Waynes. I think he killed the Waynes for Fish. That's what I think. Or he did it on his own. Because he's just that crazy. But the Penguin's just awesome. And did you notice that the Penguin was in The Walking Dead season premiere?
I did notice.
Okay. You hesitated.
It took me a minute. Because wasn't...
No, you didn't notice, did you? Are you?
No, he's the blonde. But I seen a tweet because I had to watch it like way after everybody else. So I seen a tweet saying
Amy,
season three.
Amy, everybody that's listening to Gotham, The Walking Dead, I apologize for my friends.
No, just listen to me.
Respect.
Was he in season three? Did we see him in season three of The Walking Dead?
No, it was last season. He's the one that was with the girl with the twisted leg in the house when Carol and Rick were going to go and he was dropping her off. They're the ones that were hiding in the bathroom. And the girl that had the bad leg, she dies. And Carol's like, come on, we got to go because we didn't know what happened to the guy. We thought the guy got killed. Because Rick and Carol leave, that's when Rick's like, you got to stay, Carol, goodbye, car, and then he drives off. We never know what happened to the guy who happens to be the Penguin. So in the season premiere, when they're all in front of the trough, the first guy right there, the Penguin.
He's lucky that he got killed off The Walking Dead. I'd rather be walking around in a suit in Gotham than...
Oh, yeah, everything worked out. I think watching Talking Dead, they said that they actually flew the actor, and I can't remember his name, but he's awesome. They flew him because
Robin.
Is that his name?
Robin, yeah.
Yeah, they flew him in because he's doing Gotham. They even mentioned that on Talking Dead. He flew in. They said, no lines. You're going to be – this is what you're doing. Cut the throat. And then he was back on a plane, back out again and everything else. So it was good to see him on both shows. But I like the direction the Penguin is going in. It was good to see Alfred and Bruce together.
Bruce, he's turning into his own little detective. I'm really like, I like it.
He's on a mission. He wants to find out what the hell happened to his parents, and I don't blame him. So that was a cool part. I like the action. I like the what I call the needle killer. I thought that was kind of cool and creative on how he would kill people with a little needle gun. And that was another thing that got me, too, when they got the name and they go to the office and they see him there and he's there at the office and then – come to find out that that's The real dude is dead. He's been dead for, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, in that apartment.
Or was it 5 months? I don't know if it's 5 years or 5 months. But wouldn't, like, the coworkers know?
Yeah, you would think.
Unless it's a new job?
You would think, but, you know. I don't know. But either way, it was cool. It was cool. That guy was killer. Cool.
The eyeball.
I'm telling you. How do you not like this episode?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, you know how, okay, when I'm into a show and I start getting bored with it and I pick up my phone. That's what I did with this episode.
God, I can't believe you did. I mean, even in the
And I think it could have been too, because I've been working overload this week. And I felt rushed that I had to watch it right
then.
So
once again,
okay,
hold on, Amy, please. Amy, shut up, please. Everybody listening, I apologize for Amy's inconsideration, disrespect for The Walking Dead and Gotham. A little bit out of it. There you go.
Look, I survived a tornado today.
Since it was your birthday, we'll let this pass.
Yay!
That's the only get out of jail card you get. That's it. So, but yeah, the ending, Bruce Wayne pissed off and Gordon telling him that, you know, Arkham now belongs to a little bit of Don Maroney. Falcone got the neighborhood stuff, the housing. So it's, you know, the mayor's in a tight situation because he's got two giant dudes that are probably killing him.
The mayor is in on all this.
Oh, he is.
He is in on all this. That's one thing that I got from this episode, that the mayor is dirty, too, and he's in on all this.
That's all you got, right?
Their entire plan, you know, was that, what the mayor did,
Okay. So I gave the show an episode an 8. I don't think you even said what you gave it.
I'm going to give it a 7.
See, it was going to be lower. I should have asked you in the beginning.
No, it wasn't going to be lower. It was going to be a 7.
Then we start talking about how passionate I get, and then you get all turned on, and you're like, I liked it too. I'm going to watch it again.
I am probably going to watch it.
I know you are, because it was a really good episode. I mean, it wasn't as action-packed.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be when they brought Arkham in. I didn't think – I don't know. Really, honestly, I don't know what I thought it was going
to
be.
Now, the next one is going to be – because right now they had to get into Arkham. They had to get control of it. Now they're going to start putting prisoners in there, and then all shit's going to hit.
Yeah.
This is just setting things up, man.
It is.
You're so disrespectful, Amy, to Gotham.
I'm sorry.
Once again, I apologize, everybody.
It was hot, though.
Who? Okay, that's enough. Are we done?
Yes, we're done.
All right, people. So that is it for tonight's recap show. I give it an 8. You give it a 5.
7.
Okay. And we'll be back next week. We will open up the phone line, but just in case. This number is always the same number, right? 718-508-9440. Write that down. Put it in your phone. 718-508-9440. You can dial that directly through your cell phone or on the player on the web browser, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. When you're listening to the show, you'll see a little Skype button right above the player. If you call Skype to Skype, which I might suggest you do because it sounds so much clearer.
It sounds clearer if you have a headset and you turn your volume down.
Yes, there you go. That way you can we can take some calls and get some feedback on what you guys think of the next episode that's going to be happening Monday night on Fox. But we'll be back next week and we'll talk more Gotham. And make sure you check out our tweeters. You can check out mine at Mike the Movie Guy. Amy at Amy VRO.
Yep.
Also at the VRO. That way you can find out if there's any rescheduling, but we should be on time. Everything should be fine for next week. We should be doing Gotham happens.
Gotham at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Right, exactly. So there you go, the VRO.com. That's where you need to go to check everything out. And of course, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. That way you never miss a show. Just go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and it's there. Don't forget Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr.
Tumblr. We are on Tumblr.
And I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah. Me, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, Instagram and Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. We'll be back next week and talk more Gotham. And hopefully Amy won't be as disrespectful to you fans as she was to tonight, because I feel the pain right now.
I'm going to love next week. I'm going to love it. It's going to be great. We're
watch
gonna
next,
see,
watch
we're
next
gonna
week.
See
I'll be
James
like
Gordon and a wife beater.
Mm. Okay, we're going to go now. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Amy.
Bye.
Bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.